Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a... Oh, am I supposed to run this tomorrow? Well, I can...
I don't know.
I can edit mine. How about this? How about it's a great day? How about that? Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a great day in the Queen City. I've got my friend, my brother on the phone, none other than Bishop Jason Nelson. How you be?
I'm doing good. How are you, sis?
I'm fantastic. Look, every time I talk to you, you got an elevation. And we celebrate you.
Well, you know, the Lord's been good. The Lord's been kind.
He's been good and he's been kind. We're so excited. You're here in the Queen City this week with New Bethel, Pastor Tommy Murphy. You're going to be over there for their men's conference.
I am. I'm looking forward to coming down. It's always a great time being with them at New Bethel. And Pastor Tommy's a great guy.
And, you know, such great program for the men's conference. You've been here for the men's conference before, right?
I have.
And Pastor Marvin Sapp, we got Elder Neil Martin, and it's going to be amazing. Now, you got some other amazing things going on. Tell us about this new project.
Well, yeah, my new project is called Jesus Revealed. It'll be out October the 7th. And right now I have a new song from that project, the lead single, I Am, that is playing now. Hopefully you're really supporting me. I know you are.
Of course. You know I love you.
But, you know, I'm really excited about it. I think this is my best work, and I think it's relevant because what we're doing is we're making the name of Jesus popular again.
You know, and I've been hearing that so much lately. What does that mean to you?
What it means to me is I think we have, you know, when I say we, I mean the church at large has kind of diluted the power of the name of Jesus, and I think it's time for everybody to start representing Jesus appropriately. And I think the easiest way to do that is to start saying his name like we used to 50 and 60 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, across gospel music, people are starting to understand, those people that I should say that are tapped in are starting to understand the importance of keeping the name of Jesus relevant.
What do you think, and, you know, you're here for the men's conference, what do you think is important? There's definitely attack on our men for sure.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, how do you shore up, how do you gird up, and, you know, speak to the men out there?
Well, I think one of the most important facets of family and then family structure is a man in a family structure. And of course, with a strong man in a family structure, that it cycles down to what happens in churches. So churches with strong families or churches with strong men.
Right.
And unfortunately, we, you know, men are not as sensitive spiritually as women are. It's a proven fact. So there are a lot of different things that are going on, you know, outside of the confines of the church that make men feel like they don't belong. And I want to make sure I say this succinctly, but I think, you know, there's been, to a large degree, kind of a feminization of the church, which has kind of made men not want to be a part of it. And I think making Jesus relevant again, Jesus was a man's man. He was a real dude. And I think to show men that, and to show men that it's possible to not have to feminize the church,
right,
so that you can be masculine and still love Jesus, I think it's important. And, you know, so strong leaders like Pastor Tommy Murphy and the leaders over at New Bethel are really, you know, strategically making sure that people understand, men especially, understand that you can be a worshiper and still be a man. You can love God and still be a man. You can be a praiser and still be a man. And I think that's important because they're, again, keeping the church relevant and winning people back to the church in a way that I think is healthy for everybody.
And you kind of have to see it. You really do. I think men have to see it.
And absolutely.
And because you're a pastor, I know you are faced with dealing with men who, you know, they've got some serious challenges. I mean, they feel like everything is coming against them. I mean, you know, from job situations to, you know, internal family situations to, I mean, all kinds of things that our men are dealing with. And some of them just tired. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, what do you say to that man out there that just feels like, bruh, everything's coming against me. I don't even feel like it.
Well, I mean, what I would say to that particular gentleman is, number one, all of us struggle. All of us have those issues. All of us feel like there are times in our life where it feels like the world is stacked against us. But the truth be told, we've been called and anointed to not just survive, but to conquer.
Yeah.
The Bible calls us more than conquerors. The Bible tells us that that we're literally born to win, and that the end of the story has already been rewritten. I mean, has already been pre-written, I should say. That makes us the leaders, that makes us the conquerors, that makes us the winners and victorious. And I think it's important for men to understand that very real reality is in that even though you may seem overwhelmed right now, there is a structure that's already been put in place by Jesus to ensure that even when it gets really rough, you know, you don't have to, one, do it alone, because there's no temptation that is taken man, but such that is common to man. So that nobody's dealing, if you're dealing with a situation, you're not the only one. There's somebody else that's dealt with it. But beyond that, you know, with every temptation, we've been given a way of escape. And I think it's time for us to remind men of that very real reality. There's an exit door out there that is designed to, you know, to lead to victory.
Absolutely. He's Pastor Jason Nelson. He's pastor of the Greater Bethlehem Temple in Randallstown, Maryland. And he is going to be here, New Bethel Church, host Pastor Tommy Murphy for the men's conference. It's Rise Up, and if you want to hear more what he has to say, and he always has something awesome to say, it's this Friday at 7:30 p.m. Pastor, is the single available?
The single is available right now.
Right now.
iTunes, Amazon, go out and get it. It's called I Am. It will bless you, and again, it's the prelude to the whole record being released. And the single really is God having a conversation with us, telling us who he is and how he can handle whatever problem it is that we have if we'll let him do it.
Go out and get it. Support it. Of course, we're supporting here. It's Pastor Jason Nelson on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. All right, cool. Yay. You good?
Thank
how you been?
So much. I'm good. That was good.
That was good? That was good. That was good. It's because, let me tell you something. We were just talking about this. People lazy.
For real.
People are lazy, and they have this sense of entitlement that is unbelievable.
Indeed.
It's unbelievable, and they think they the only ones going through, so I was glad you said that. Whew, when you get in?
I get in. I'm looking at my itinerary right now. I arrive at 1:30 tomorrow.
Oh, I'll be on a plane. Matter of fact, I might run into you in the airport. I'll be on a plane headed to Miami. I'm going on a cruise this weekend, so...
Oh, nice.
I'll have to catch you another time.
Amen. Amen. No, you got to do your marriage thing.
I mean, we got swimsuits and carrying on. We ready.